Hello, thank you so much for joining me today for Give Him 15. Much could be said of Jane Hammond. She and her husband, Tom, hear from Holy Spirit as clearly as anyone I know, and their words are filtered through a tremendous depth of biblical knowledge. As spiritual parents and apostolic leaders to many, their impact is huge. They are in great demand around the world. Thank you, Jane, for being our friend and giving us your time today. Cece and I thank you, and you'll enjoy hearing from Jane today.
Hi, it's an honor to fill in for Give Him 15 for my dear friend Dutch Sheets as he takes a much needed break to celebrate his 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Dutch, from the whole Hammond family, and we pray that God will refresh you body, soul, and spirit for all your future assignments to come. As I was seeking the Lord in this season, I heard him say, he is positioning the ecclesia to experience victory over chaos and a time of recovery for all that has been stolen. It's a time to focus on the victory ahead, not on the chaos that may be swirling around. It's a time to see the straight paths so we can speak to the crooked places and call the things that are not as though they are. It's time for fresh vision to see the light invading the darkness, to see how God sees, filled with hope and a future. We may not like the battle, but remember, there is no victory without a fight. Yes, I'm afraid it's going to be a wild ride. Economic ups and downs, global instability, societal unrest, political manipulations, and the end justifies the means mentality that skirts the law and defies principles. Yet in the midst of all this, there is an awakening taking place. People are waking up from their slumber, both in natural and spiritual things. Mindsets are changing, opening hearts to hear the gospel in a brand new way. The kingdom of God will advance as revival continues to sweep college campuses, Hollywood, boardrooms, and yes, even churches. Dark forces will try to inflame global conflict to stop this, but it's not the time for a World War III. It is time for the church, the ecclesia, to pray and decree God's purposes. Back in August of 2020, the Lord gave me a word for the beginning years of this decade. He said, chaos is getting ready to increase. Yay, what an exciting word. I knew chaos was personified as a dragon named Rahab in Isaiah 51 verse 9, which was the ancient god of chaos. It represented evil of every kind at work in the earth, in people, and in governments of nations. Chaos brings utter confusion, disorder, discord, and lawlessness. We have certainly seen chaos increase in the earth ever since 2020. The second thing that God said was that he was going to use chaos to expose corruption, evil agendas, and secret deals being made to control the nations. Basically, everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken will remain. But remember, we serve a kingdom that cannot be shaken. The shaking will be our making. Then the third thing he said to me was, then tell them this, the God of peace is rising. He said this part three times for emphasis. Romans 16:20 declares, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Isaiah 9 verses 6 and 7 says one of the names of the coming Messiah would be Prince of Peace. The word peace is shalom in Hebrew, which means peace, safety, prosperity, happiness, wholeness, favor, and rest. Rabbinical scholars, however, look at the letters used to form this word and the pictures represented by those letters. In this case, the pictures give a deeper meaning to the word shalom. Peace comes when you destroy the authority of chaos. This is our assignment, to destroy the authority of every demonic force of chaos through the power of the victorious blood of Christ. We must pray against the evil agenda of the enemy to stir up chaos. However, God promises he will use the very things the enemy has meant for evil to turn towards our good. For example, Joseph received prophetic dreams of leadership and government positioning, then all hell broke loose against him. When this word came, he was just the son of a shepherd. His journey of trials, and yes, chaos, shaped him for his destiny. In Potiphar's house, he learned leadership and agriculture. In the palace prison, he learned government and how the palace operated. What was he going to need to assume his position as Pharaoh's right hand? He would need knowledge of leadership, government, and agriculture. Your trials are actually preparing you for your destiny. Don't waste the process with bitterness and anger. Recognize God will cause all things to work for your good. Allow the peace of God to overthrow every kind of chaos in your life as the power of the God of peace is made real. In Genesis 1, verse 2, we're told, "In the beginning, the earth was without form and void." The phrase "without form" indicates a state of chaos and confusion. The enemy is trying to bring nations under the power of chaos without form by destroying societal norms regarding the nuclear family, gender, and by removing righteous foundations. How did God deal with this primordial chaos? He spoke into the chaos. "Let there be. Let there be light. Let there be life. Let there be order." The voice of the Lord confronts chaos. Divine order confronts confusion. We're in a time when his voice is being released in power through the mouths of his people to decree divine order into the chaos of this world. This year, God is concerned about things being set in order in his house. We recognize judgment begins in the house of God. While God is setting his house in order, we must also set our own houses in order. Reset your faith. Reset your vision. Renew your commitment to righteousness. This will be a time to not just set our house in order, but to set our mouths in order. When God spoke to Israel to cross in to take their promised land, all they could see was the giants. They spoke the problem rather than the promise. But there were two, Joshua and Caleb, who saw the problem but chose instead to speak the promise. We eat giants for our bread. Speak the promise, not the problem. Interestingly, this is the year of the dragon on the Chinese lunar calendar. I believe it is a time to confront and defeat this demonic dragon of chaos by releasing the word of the Lord and his powerful decrees through our mouths. Speak to the chaos and confusion, that which is out of order and lawless through the nations, and see this dragon, this Leviathan, broken into pieces by the sword of the Lord that comes out of our mouths. I hear the Lord say, "There is a company of dragon slayers arising today. These are those who have looked death right in the eye and not given up, backed off, or been intimidated. They will operate with supernatural courage to confront chaos, confusion, and every emissary of lawlessness operating in the earth. Jesus, the ultimate dragon slayer, defeated death, hell, and the grave, paving the way for this new generation who will enforce this victory. Those who thought that they would be broken by the harsh trials of the last season, yet held on to the word of the Lord, will prevail. I am waking up my people, reminding them of my prophetic promises, and calling them to wage war by them, knowing my voice shatters the enemy every time. So rise up, dragon slayers. Shake off all the perceived defeat of the last season and rise into new authority and victory for this new day." Pray with me. Lord, give me the courage of a dragon slayer. Fill my mouth with words of revelation and power and anoint me to confront chaos and confusion everywhere I go. Send an awakening in our land. Expose all corruption. Raise up your ecclesia to release an increase of your government and peace by destroying the authority of chaos in our nation and in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Decree with me now. The God of peace is crushing Satan under my feet. I decree divine order into every place of chaos, and every crooked place is being made straight. I am a dragon slayer in Jesus' name. God bless you.